We do have some other Western states to look at. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. One thing I wanted to mention about California. If you look at the Bay Area, so if you could go to the greater Bay Area, Sacramento voting for Kerry, but just barely. Then you get down to San Joaquin County, Stockton, Modesto, which is Stanislaus County, Merced County, voting for George Bush. That's sort of the outer suburban fringe. Lots of growth there, and I just want to mention that's the foreclosure capital. This is actually from a year ago, so this is the early foreclosure boom, if you will. And you can see San Bernardino County, Riverside County, San Diego County, and then you can see that belt there as well. What you're basically seeing here is a lot of fast-growing suburban areas. You can look at Florida, look at Atlanta, Dallas show up really strongly on that map. Be interesting to do a sort of a better comparison. Colorado. Now, Colorado is crucial. I'd say if you want to look at places where we've really had a shift from 2004 to right now. Now, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but if we can trust the polls, and I know there's a lot of problems with trusting the polls, but to the extent that the polls can be trusted, the two most important states that seem to be shifting from the Republican to the Democratic slate would be Colorado and Virginia. So the area around sort of metropolitan Denver, a really crucial place to look.